Okay, so this is another episode of Blondie's Babbling, and today I'm going to talk about getting a Brazilian wax. So unfortunately I don't have a lot of time. I'm having to record this while I'm getting ready for work, but I wanted to go and record this since this is still fresh. It is 2:45. Hopefully I will talk fast enough in this audio, to talk about it, I guess. And be able to post it before work at 3. So, yeah, while I'm getting ready. So I'm sorry if you hear me moving around my makeup and stuff, but I have to get ready for work, and I'm also going out to dinner after work, so, that's another reason why I'm having to record this. Also, once again, you know, it's one of my rambles, so that means it's raw. There's an airplane, there's children playing outside, so if you can hear any of that, I apologize. It shouldn't be that big of a deal. Anyways, so, I don't really believe in TMI because I post for Gone Wild Audio. I guess there is still TMI, but not as big of a deal to me. And actually, that's kind of why I'm short on time, is because I had, that is literally my prime. Just my primer? Just saying, okay? Anyways, whatever. So I came home and recorded for Gone Wild before I'm recording for everything else, just because I had a wonderful idea for an audio after getting waxed. So yeah, I'm getting my primer on my face because we finally reached like 80 degrees. I'm really happy. It's nice and warm and hot outside. Love it. Well, not hot, it's warm. Hot is like 95 plus. Yeah, like I said, children in the background all day today, all day. It's been frustrating for me and I thought I was going to record stuff this morning and I don't think I ended up doing it, but, anyways, so normally, I am the type of girl, oh my word, honestly, these children, I can't, let's see if I can, maybe if it's over here, it'll sound better. Anyways, watch me complaining about them and like y'all can't even hear them in the background. That would be weird. Anyways, so I am a girl. You don't have to shave. Like that's, I get there are some girls who are like anti-shaving or whatever and what, I mean, you do you boo. Okay. You make yourself happy. As long as you're happy, that's all I care about. Having to get my makeup sponge wet. But yeah, so you do what makes you happy. What makes me happy is not having hair on my body except for my head and my eyebrows. Which even then I maintain my eyebrows and I get complimented on them, which is so funny because I don't do that much. I pluck them here and there, but, I like to think that I'm blessed. Not that I'm sorry if I'm coming off like as bragging, but whatever. I love myself. Okay. Deal with it. I have all the confidence. But anyway, so I normally shave. I shave my arms, my armpits, obviously. I shave my armpits like daily, even if there's like nothing, just because I am like, I don't like hair on my body. Yeah, I shave my arms and I shave my legs and I shaved my kitty. I guess is what the lady called it at the place. So anyways, so I've always done that. Very frustrating because unfortunately female anatomy is that the hair down there is coarser. You tend to be more prone to ingrown hairs once it grows back, which are a fucking bitch. And then it just like it looks pretty like the first 3 hours after you shaved. Looks gorgeous, right? All nice and clean and soft and whatever. And then after that the redness starts, the ingrown hairs start, like it's ridiculous. It's honestly nonsense. And so I was tired of it, and I was like, you know what? I've been thinking about getting a Brazilian wax, because I don't like any hair down there. I get some girls do the V or the landing strip or whatever the fuck you want to do, but just not me. So, I wanted a Brazilian wax, and so, I really wanted to get it done last week, and it's funny because I had been talking to someone about this.
And I'm just like, I am so tired. And like, then like stuff kept coming up and I was busy and I'm just like, oh my gosh. Like, and having to let it grow out was like so hard for me. I'm like, oh, like I can't, I'm just cringing. I don't like this. I don't enjoy this. I don't like the way it looks. I don't know. I just don't. More power to you if you like that. If you don't like that, I mean, everybody has their own opinion. This is my body. That's just how I don't like it. I didn't like it. And I was like, I am so close to just shaving and saying, fuck it, I'm gonna wait another while till I can go. And they were like, no, just wait it out. Like, and so I called today, got my appointment. I called at 11, got an appointment for 1. I was a new member, so I showed up at 12:45 to fill out some paperwork. I went to a place called Faces 365, and there's only 5 locations in the United States. They are pretty nice. I really like their facility. The staff was really nice. It was in an uppity part that I live nearby. Yeah, there's only 2 in California and 3 in Texas, if I remember correctly. So, yeah. Cool. Really, really, like I said, really nice place. The lady who waxed me was super nice and funny. And so I do this thing, and I'm not sure if I mentioned it in one of my other audios, but I tend to laugh when I'm in pain. Let me tell you. And like, I'm into pain. You know, somewhat like that's kind of one of my kinks and whatever. But like, something can still fucking hurt. And this still fucking hurt like a bitch. Like, basically, and I dressed for the occasion, okay? I basically showed up in a pair of running shorts and panties and a t-shirt. Like, well, I had a bra on too, not that matters. But yeah, like, some girls go there, like, fully clothed, apparently, and she was like, oh, just take your time getting undressed. And I'm like, here, let me just whip off my shorts and underwear. Like, I showed up to show you my vulnerable parts. Like, I don't care. And she's just like, oh, okay, you're ready to go. And I'm like, well, yeah, that's kind of, like, what I showed up for. That's what, like, I knew what I was coming in here for. Like, I knew what was going to happen. And so, yeah, and she was like, okay, well, let's get started. And the top part, definitely doesn't hurt as much. It still hurts. I will totally admit it still hurts. But, like, she's really nice. The wax feels amazing. Oh, my gosh. Like, I haven't had the chance to play with wax yet, and to have, like, real wax and, like, so, like, right, it felt so good. Yeah, so she was super nice. That felt awesome. Kind of like the pain, but it still hurt. And so it wasn't terrible, I guess. Like some people, I'm pretty good at controlling my pain, I guess. I have a high pain tolerance for the most part, but like I said, that's still, you know, your sensitive bits. Still hurt. But I didn't, like, scream out or anything. And she's like, wow, you're handling this really well. Because apparently they get people who are screamers. And so they just can't handle it. Or people drink beforehand. Or they even actually sell a numbing cream to help numb it up before you go next time. And I said, no, I'm good. I don't need it. If anything, I kind of want to feel it. But that's just me. So, yeah. Waxed. Obviously, the, like, lips, are definitely much more sensitive and hurt like a motherfucker. And it's so funny because I do this, I think I just said it, I don't know, I'm, like, so my mind's kind of all over the place and getting ready for it, but, anyways, I laugh when I'm in pain, and so I was laughing, and she was laughing too, and so it was funny, and we were talking about stuff, and, we were just talking about life, and talking and focusing about other things. Definitely helped, but at the same time, she also made sure I was aware every time when she was about to rip the strip off, because I needed to take my deep breath so I didn't scream or anything. But yeah, she was super nice, really liked her. The place was really clean. She used 2 different types of wax. It was a hard wax and a soft wax. I mean, got everything. I like the way it looks. Obviously, I knew that. But, yeah. And it's supposed to last up to 3 weeks. Oh, my God. What? I am super psyched. And apparently, it's supposed to get easier every time you go. I'm like, yes, yes. Finally, hopefully, this is something that I will definitely continue to do. So yeah, I forgot what I was gonna say. And yes, I did get the full Brazilian, if you look up what that is. So, cause like I said, I don't like hair on my body. But yeah, so the funny part was, she was like, yeah, like, since she was also getting, like, the outer parts, you know, just making sure she got everything, which I appreciate, but still sensitive, you know, after all of that. She's like, yeah, you know, some of, like, these parts just feel like getting your legs waxed. And we're, like, almost done with the whole thing. And she goes, you have had other stuff waxed before, right? I go, no. And she was like, what? No, I have never gotten anything waxed before in my life. I don't go to spas. I've never had a massage. Today was my first day getting anything waxed. And I went all out and got the full Brazilian, because someone said go balls deep, but I don't like that term. I like to say that if I, kind of like cliff diving, which I haven't done, but I really want to do, if I get there, I'm not going to psych myself out and get scared, I'm just going to jump. So I definitely jump and go all in to things. So she was like, wow, well, that's the way to go, and I said, yep, so now I'm good, and yeah, so, yep, I'm excited. So, in case any of you girls are thinking about getting a Brazilian wax, totally recommend it. Because it is supposed to last so long. It can last 3 to 4 weeks, depending on your regular hair growth. The hair is supposed to come back, like, you're not supposed to have ingrown hairs, or as many at least. Also, the hair is supposed to be finer, it's not supposed to be as coarse, which is amazing. And sorry, like, if, I don't know, I know guys some listen to some of my stuff. So if you're listening to this, and you're learning things, maybe you already knew things, I don't know. But yeah, so plus, only downside, I guess, was pain, which even then, like I said, kind of into that, so not too big of a deal, and I knew I was going to be going into something that was going to be causing me pain. I mean, I laughed and she laughed with me. So it was an enjoyable experience. Definitely recommend getting it done. And then when it was all done, she put this like nice cooling gel and oh, that felt so good too. So yeah, I need to be ready for work like now. I'm not wearing clothes right now. I don't know. I was in a rush. And like I said, I recorded for GWA. Did what I had to do. And then I'm like, crap, I have to get work. I need to put makeup on. I haven't put on makeup all day. Because I'm also, like I said, going to be going out to dinner. So, yeah. And all the noise outside. Oh my gosh. I apologize. I don't like it. It annoys me. And that's another reason why my rambles are raw, is because I don't know how to edit all that crap out, and I don't have the patience to learn. So thank you so much for listening. Ladies, I guess if you have any further questions, feel free to comment or private message me. Yeah, thank you so much for listening. Hope everyone has a wonderful afternoon.